Yesterday, we concluded Shir with the Ritva.
Recording in progress.
That I want to continue. Tosfos had up here on Daf Vavam and Aleph on the top. Tosfos said that Afilu Kan Kumasa. Tosfos said that there's a difference between hearing the quill and a blind person. Afilu Kan Kumasa is different than a blind person. How is it different than a blind person? So Tosfos didn't say. So we had five different hesberim between hearing something on the quill and a blind person. So the fifth distinction we had was the Ritva on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ritva on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph says beferish that Kan Kumus v'Kan Megilta is instead of B'fanei Nechtav. B'fanei Nechtav is not Mikra Adin. It is because of a hecker. And since Kan Kumus v'Kan Megilta is in place of B'fanei Nechtav, that's not Mikra Adin, that's Mishum Echlufei, a hecker. But since the Iker is the Chasima, the Eidus is Mikra Adin, then you have to see it Mamish. And since a blind person cannot see B'fanei Nechtav, so since he can't see who signs it, he only hears it, maybe the guy's writing something else, maybe someone else is signing it, therefore it's not acceptable. So what the Ritva writes on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, let's get it down, is that Kan Kumus V'Kan Megilta works instead of B'fanei Nechtav, the first part of the phrase, because that's only a hecker, so it's not Mikra Adin. So we're willing to be Mekel, and we're willing to allow you to listen to the quill. But the Chasima, which is the Eidus Mi'ikar Adin, that needs to be seen Mamish. And therefore a blind person cannot see, and therefore he cannot say B'fanai Nechtam, because he can't see who signs it, someone hears it, and maybe he's writing something else, or someone else, maybe he's writing something else, or someone else signed it. And this is what the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, Hilchos Gerushin, the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, Sif Tet Vav, that Kan Kumusu, the Kan Megilta, works instead of the Fanei Nechtov, but the Chasima they must see. The Chasima they must see. So the Ritva Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph says Kan Kumus, the Kan Megilta, that mechanism only works for B'Fanei Nechtav, which is a hecker. But Lamais, it doesn't work for B'Fanei Nechtam, because you have to see the what? You actually have to see the Chasimas. And that's what the Ritva says. Let's get the Ritva. That's the pshat, that's the reason why Suma is different than what? That's the reason why Suma is different than someone who hears the Kan Megilta, the Kan Kumus, on the top of Da Vavam and Aleph. Everyone got that? That's what the Ritva says. You got it? Yes, what's wrong, Yisroel?
Nothing. That was a point of Rava who also holds in Yisbi Lashma. So Ksiva is also like.
So let's see what that means. This goes with this. You're saying that fits with Rava.
Right.
Yes, you're right. Excellent. It's all with Rava. And the Rambam in the Tur of Shulchan Aruch Paskin like this. Halacha Lamaisa. So the Beis Shmuel asks. The Shmuel asks in Sivakuf Mem Beis Sivkan Lam, what is Tosis Kasha from Suma? A Suma can't say B'fanei Nechtam. So what's the Kasha? So the fact that Tosis brings up the Kasha shows that Kan Kumus does work B'fanei Nechtam. Does work. And the Pesche Tshuva quotes the Beis Meir that says B'shem Namarit that he found in the Tosis Aruchim, which is the Rash Mishans, that Kan Kumus works also on Chasimis too as well. So not everyone agrees to that. In fact, the Beis Shmuel says that the fact that Tosis brings up Suma shows to you that Kan Kumus works not just for B'fanei Nechtav, but also for B'fanei Nechtam. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Beis Meir B'Shem the Ma'arit that he found in the Rash Mishans that Kan Kumus works also for Chasimis as well. Okay, that's the Ritva on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the Ritva on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. However, the Ritva here has a different shot. The Ritva here has a different shot. Let's get it. The Ritva here says that Rav Ashi, Lamaisa, allows Kankumus. He holds like Rava, like Yisrael just said. Okay? He holds like Rava, like Yisrael just said. Even though the one on Chaf Gimel seems to echo that. But the Ritva here says, Lamaisa, that Beferish, the Rav Ashi, allows Kol Kumus, Kankumus, Kan Megilta, he holds Kium. And therefore, we allow Kankumus, Kan Megilta, B'makom, B'fanei Nechtav. Because B'fanei Nechtav is only Lach Lufe, and the Chasima is Me'ikar Adin, you have to see. So what you said, Yisrael, is exactly what the Ritva says here on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Okay? I'm sorry, it's exactly what he says here on Hayam Amar Aleph. Okay? The question is, if you hold like Rabbah that holds Lishma, what's the din? Jonathan, if you hold Rabbah holds Lishma, Yehuda, what do you say? If you hold the required Lishma, what's the din? Then Kan Kumus with Kan Megilta will not what? Will not work. If you hold Kan Kumus with Kan Megilta, it will not work because you need Lishma on the Ksiva and on the Chasima. So the Ritva here makes the distinction between what? Between Kiyum and Lishma. If you hold Kiyum, then you can make a split and say that Kan Kumus works on the Ksiva because it's only the Heker, it's only the Chlufe. If it's on the Chasima, you have to see it. But according to Rabbah, you have to see the Ksiva and the Chasima, and Kan Kumus will not work on both. This is what the Ritva speaks out here. So let's get this following Mahalach here now. The Ksav Sofer asks, what did the Gemara say here? What did the Gemara say here on Daf what? On Daf Vav and Maraf. What did it say? Tanya Kavas say what? Tanya Kavas say Ravash. Ravash is the one who was Machadish what Kan Kumas. So the Brisa says Beferish. What does the Brisa say? What does the Brisa say Beferish? That what? The Brisa says Beferish that it works, yes? Didn't we say that Beferish works Kan Kumas? That's how we worked out the Brisa, yeah? Remember the Brisa had two cases? Hu b'sofer b'sofer v'aliyah? And then it said, Hu b'nim nichlis v'yotze kol ayom? So it's nichlis v'yotze kol ayom. So what is the Gemara talking about? It's a kal v'chomer, right? What did the Gemara ask? The Gemara said, b'vayis b'sofer v'aliyah ha'lo kachazile, elav, it must be what? It must be that he heard the Kan Kumas, right? What did the Brisa say? The Brisa said that what? A few bias for sober baliyah, who baliyah for sober bias? That it's a few nichlus yosef kolayom kulo kosher. Who bias for sober baliyah? Look, kachazile. What was the Gemara's kasha? What was the kol shekain in the Gemara? What was the kol shekain in the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, who is it? If it's a shliach, if the shliach's in the bias and sober baliyah, didn't see it, and that's considered to be kosher, then if you come in and out all day, how much more so? So it must be, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? What did the Gemara say we're talking about? Kan Kumas v'kan what? Kan Megilta. Yes? That's what the Gemara said. So there's a Brisa, a black on white, that says what? Who wrote Brisas? The Tanaim wrote the Brisa. What is the Brisa saying explicitly, the Feirish? What is it saying? That Kan Kumas right. It works. How is Rabbah going to answer this Brisa? We just got through saying the Ritva says that Kan Kumas only works according to who? According to Rabbah. It doesn't work according to Rabbah. And the Brisa is saying the Pharisee said it works. How is Rabbah going to be ma'az with that Brisa? That's the kasha that we have at hand. That's what the Ksav Sofer asks. How are you going to answer that kasha? So the truth is we learned that Taisa Ham and Aleph, the Ramas Kishanises. Taisa says the Ramas Kishanises that it's a machlekes of Tanoim. The last line, Rabbah Rava might be a machlekes tanoim. Yes? So therefore, Rabbah will say, what will Rabbah say to that? He holds there's another Tana out there that argue with. Just because there's a Brisa that says that, that holds what? That Kan Kumas works, that shows what? Kiyum. That B'fanei Nechtav is only a hecker. Yes? That doesn't show that I'm wrong. There's another Brisa out there. So that's how you can answer that kasha, number one. Number two, the Sefer Arza de Beirav gives another answer. That the Brisa is talking about what? What's the Brisa talking about? Acher Shalomdu. If the Brisa is talking about Acher Shalomdu, then what? Then we know it's been done Lishma, Jonathan, yes? If we know it's been done Lishma, then there's only a Gzeir of what? Shemiyachzer Dovel Kukulo. Yes? So if they're only worried about Exera, then Lomaisa Wermeko, we allow Khan, we allow sound. Sound is good enough. That's the second answer. The Sefer Arzad Beirav says, what's the second answer? That the Bryce is not talking about what? What's the Bryce not talking about? It's not talking about what Tzav and Achar Shalom do. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of just a chshash, a gzeira shemi yachzer double kukulo, that revert back. In that case, it's only a gzeira, so therefore we say shmiyach alone is good. The problem is with that is that Rav Ashi must have also been talking about what? Achar Shalom do. No, Rav Ashi must also have been talking about Achar Shalom do. And therefore, if he's talking about Achar Shalom do, Rav Ashi probably what? Rav Ashi had to what? Had to say that what? It wasn't just a brisa. Rav Ashi was saying he was working with what? We're trying to say, oh, don't worry about it. What did we just say? Rav Ashi is the one who's machad shmiya. What does the brisa say? Shmiya. That all goes work with kiyum, not lishma. The brisa is against Rava then, yes? Rava could save it by saying what? He could say it's talking about what? Achar Shalom do. The brisa is talking about Achar Shalom do, so then there's no concern of what? There's no concern in Lishma. But we just got through saying that what? The Rav Ashi is only working with what? With Kiyum and not Lishma. So Lamaisa, it's very difficult, Lamaisa, to say that answer. Again, Nachamo, let's get this. I want you to get this chesed. You with me, Yehuda? According to what? According to what does the Ritva say here in Daf Hayamid Aleph? That Kan Kumas only works with what? Lishma or Kiyum? Kiyum. Because the hecker of the fun and estav, we're not so worried about. You can do shmi alone. Whereas if it comes to lishma, you have to know ksiv and chasima. Yes? That's what, according to Rabba, you need to have what? You need lishma both on the ksiv and the chasima. So if you have to have lishma both on the ksiv and the chasima, there's no way shmi is going to work. You have to see it. Yes? That's the ritva here. If the ritva holds that here, then carry it through. The Gemara brought a quarter of Brisa as a rider of Ashi, and it said the pshat in the Brisa was what? Kankumus. That's what it said. It said Kankumus. So if it says Kankumus, that means there's a Brisa, Tanaic literature that says befavors what? Kiyum and not Lishma. How is Rabbah going to deal with that Brisa? So one answer is to say that what? Tosa said in the bottom of Hamad off the last line that Rabbah and Rav is a machlokas what? Rav is a machlekes where?
Tonight.
In Tanoi. So therefore, Rav will say, don't bother me from that price. There's other Tanoi literature that I hold. That holds what? That holds Lishma and not Kiyum. Yes? That's one answer. Another answer is from the Arza. Whose answer is that? That's an answer we could say for ourselves from the Dvar Yaakov. What's the second answer? Second answer is we could say what? The Arza de Rav. What does the Arza de Rav ask? What's the second answer? What's the Arza de Rav ask? He says, what could you say? Maybe the Bryce Tom and Achar Shalom do. Yes? So if you say Achar Shalom do, what comes out? If you say Achar Shalom do, what comes out? That there's no problem of Lishma, yes? Mm-hmm. What about Exeter Shem Yasa Double Kokula? What's the answer to that? That's not such a strong shah. So Shmia alone would be good. So it comes out that what? Rav Ashi, what? When he said that, the what? When Rav Ashi said that the sound is good enough, he was working with which shita? Kiyum, yes? He wasn't working with what? Lishma. If you ever need Lishma, yes? If you ever need Lishma, then what? Then it won't work, Lamaisa. Then it won't work. If you ever need Lishma, then it won't work. So you're trying to bring a raya to Rav Ashi. How are you bringing a rider of Ashi? It fits well now that you're bringing a rider of Ashi. Why? Because Rav Ashi said, I have no problem with Lishma. Kan Kumas is fine because it's Kiyum only. There's no problem of Lishma. Yes? Yeah? There's no problem of Lishma. And then the Brisa fits like a what? Fits like a glove. It's good enough for Kiyum. And the Brisa also is talking about what? Achar Shalom, there's no Kiyum. The problem is, the Ritva said what? What did the Ritva say? The Ritva says only works according to who? Only works according to Rava, not Rava. By you giving an answer of Achar Shalom, you're saying that what? We don't have a problem of what? Of Lishma. We don't need Lishma. That doesn't mean that he holds like it. So that's a difficult answer. It's a very difficult answer to say, Lamaisa. Very difficult answer to say. Because Rav Ashi is probably also talking about Achar Shalom too, Lamaisa. If that's the case, then Lamaisa, you don't really have a Raya because it doesn't fit in the Ritva well. So that's Lamaisa, I want you to get down in your notes. Now, the truth is, the Raya of it says, all the Amoraim here hold like Rabba, and that's why Rabba holds Kankumas works. And Rashi also said the word Lishma, Tiknu Lishma. So I want you to get that down. The Ravid argues on that whole Ritva. He says all the Amoraim in Kan Kumas works for Lishma. And Rashi seems to say it as well, Lamaisa. And that Braisa says, Bein Mamakum Ksiva, Bein Mamakum Chasima. It's only a Laz. It's only a Laz Ba'alma. So if it's only a Laz, Rov Bikinein, Stam Sifra Megar Gmiri, if it's only a Laz, then maybe Kan Kumas works for Lishma. So not everyone agrees to this Ritva. I want you to get down. Not all the Rishonim agree to this Ritva. Could be that Kan Kumas works for Lishma. And then the Chachma Shlomo in the Gilyon Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Beis Sif Tevav, asks on the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. What did the tour in Shulchan Aruch mechalik between? Chasim and Ksiva. That's only according to Rava are we mechalik between Ksiva and Chasim. Ksiva we're mekel because it's only Achlufe. But according to Rava, there's no difference. So why didn't the Gemara give an Afkamina on Beisim and Beis? The Gemara could have given an afkamina on Beis and Beis. Kan Kumas, is it good or not? According to Rav, it's good. According to Rav, it's not good. If you hold like this Mahalach of the Ritva, like the Mechaber of the Tur. So it must be that according to Rav and Rav, it works. Lamaisa. That's what you have to say. You can always get out of it with Tosis and Gimel and Aleph that the Gemara is only giving nafkaminas where you have to say, where you don't have to say. Not different genre of nafkaminas. Whether Kan Kumas works or Kan Kumas doesn't work. The Gemara is only giving nafkaminas. Do you have to say before the nectar? Do you not have to say? You could dig up a nafkamina of Kan Kumas. That could be. But Lamaisa, we're not interested in giving those types of nafkaminas. So Lamaisa, I want you to get that Yamsho Shlomo down. If you want to follow this Mahalach that there's a difference between Chasim and Ksiva according to Rabba and according to Rabba there isn't, then the Gemara should have given the nafkamina. Must be that these are more other Rishonim are right. That Lishma works in Kan Kumas. So if Lishma works in Kan Kumas, Lamaisa, that's the Raya for those other Rishonim. The Ritva will say, no, don't bring me a Raya. We're only listing nafkaminas where you have to say, you don't have to say. Not whether Kan Kumas works or not. That would have been a good nafkamina, but that wasn't our mandate when we listed all those nafkaminas. So the takeaway from this whole Mahalach is there's a major machlokes in Rishonim. Does Kan Kumas work? Does Kan Kumas work? Halacha lemaisa, if you hold that the requirement is Lishma. Does it work or not? Ritva says it does not work. The Ravid says, yes, it does work. The Ravid says it does work. And it happens to be, the Mechaber and the Torah follow the Ritva that it does not work. And other Amoraim, other Rishonim say, Tak, it does work, Halacha Lamaisa. So I want you to get that takeaway. It's very important, Halacha Lamaisa, whether Kan Kumas will work if you hold the requirement is Lishma. Yes, Binyamin.
I think that I have a very good cash that slugs up the Ritva, and I don't understand how any of the Achronim can hold by him. Being that the Ritva's whole sock is based around that there's that we care about so much the Chasimas. When we know that we hold like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, and he says that by Gittin we only care about the Mesiras Get and not the Chasimas Get.
No, Rabbi Elazar holds Edim Mesira Karsi. What makes the Get a Get is the Edim. But there's a requirement of Lishma.
Sure.
There's a requirement that the signatures are what? Authentic. The question is, what does B'fanei Nechtav do?
But it doesn't ruin the get. So the Ritva can't say that.
What do you mean it doesn't ruin the get?
If we don't know
it's done Lishma. We don't know if it's kosher.
Why does that have anything to do with the Edei Chasima, though? The Edei Chasima, we don't care about Lishma.
First of all, in Rebbe Lazar, we learn the Machlokas. Is it Dafka or Af?
Sure.
Edei Chasima. It's a Machlokas, Lamaisa.
But to say that
then the ksiva must be done lishma too as well, according to Rabbi Elazar. Edim Sira Karsi, the ksiva.
Mm-hmm.
He says the kusav, literally lishma.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Rabbi Elazar. The shma's
right.
On the ksiva.
Right. So the Ritva says that the chasimas though also have to be lishma, and you have to see it visually and see exactly what's saying there. What you don't need that as part of your shlichus because the edim sira are what's karsi. Not the Edei Chasima.
So the Ksiva has to be done Lishma, the Ksima Lamaisa,
Mezuyef
Mitocho, we need it.
Right, but what happened was that the Ritva is saying that the Ksiva, it's fine for you to do it Kan Komos and Kan Megil, so that's fine. But for some reason, extra special is the Chasimas. Why is that any better? If we just said that it works for the Chasima, which Rabbi Elazar says is the part
no,
that needs
you need
to be
Lishma and the Ksiva and the Chasima, because the Mezuyef Mitocho need Lishma.
We don't. Fine.
We need so Chasimas. We learned that in Dalai Lama.
Correct. Correct. But,
okay.
But Dafka, the Ritva is saying that for some reason, we're saying it's shtarp. You have to have more of a das on the chasimas than you do of the ksiva.
No, it's not. It's saying you need to have both.
No, because when
a rabbi, you need ksiva and chasima.
Yes. But that's not. But that's not what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva said that it's fine for you to do kalim komos by the ksiva, but you can't do kalim komos when it comes to the chasima.
Yeah, because rabbal ksiva is a hacker. That's all. Fanei Nechtav is a hacker.
Sure, but I'm saying that.
So therefore, you don't need it as strong. We're talking about Rava. Fanei Nechtav is because of the signatures.
The Ritva is saying that it was holding like Rava, but it doesn't make any sense to.
I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying.
Every other answer for Tosfos we gave holds by both. Ritva is the only one that says that Dafka were only holding by Rava in this case.
Yes.
And he's making this chiluk, even though it makes no sense for you to require more shtark on the chasimas that we only say is an issue because of Mizuyif Mitzvah.
Let me say it one more time, okay? The Ritva says that when it comes to Bafanei Nechtav, according to Rava, what is Bafanei Nechtav? It's a hacker.
Right.
That you won't get mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
For a hacker verification, we don't need to have seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing could be enough. That's all. Just verification that
right.
It was that it's a verification that it was written. Has nothing to do with what's a hecker, that's all. It's not to necessarily know who's done lishma. So for a hecker, I don't need to have what riyah, I can have shmiyah. But for a nechtam, which I have to see for the signatures to verify that it's good, that shmiyah will not be good at all. If you hold like Rabbah, that for a nechtam is for lishma, then I have to be strong on the ksiv and the ksiv, I need seeing, shmiyah is not enough. That's all.
That is a bit with Rabbi Elazar, who we know.
That has nothing to do with just. This is all verification.
Mm-hmm.
It's all verification. What is the purpose of finding that? It's verification. And the verification, do you need seeing or shmi alone enough? That's different. Verification. Of course, you need those ingredients to make a get. Question is for verification, Lamaisa. Verification is different, Lamaisa. Is that level needed or not? That's the shiloh. Okay. All right. Let's continue now. We got to get to the Taisus. Okay. Let's get to the Taisus now, Hashta. Okay? Let's take a look at Taisus de Ramasco, Hashta now. Okay? Now, before we do that, I want to mention two Nakudas. I meant to mention, remember the Taisus on Hayam Beis, we said Asukun Mosu Indian was good? Remember we said Asukun Mosu Indian was good? Taisus had a suffix. Remember what Asukun Mosu Indian was? What was Asukun Mosu Indian? Well, you keep talking about it after talking to Deber. Remember Taisus said, I'm not sure whether it's good? There's a Gemara in Baba Basra I want you to know on Kufi Adalam and Alf that says Asukun Mosu Inyan is good, meaning you can be chosurbo. If you do a kinyan with a guy, a transaction, and you're still talking about the kinyan after you did the Maisa for an hour, you can back out after the hour. So there's a model like that in Shas. I meant to mention that it's on Kufi Adalam and Alf in Baba Basra. That Asukun Mosu Inyan is acceptable, not just talking to Deber. So if you hold like Rav Yosef that Asukun Mosu Inyan is good, that's one of the. Usually when there's a machlis rabba Rav Yosef, we hold like rabba, but Sada Mechsa Inyan, one of the three cases in Shas where we hold like Guru Rav Yosef, that's one of the three. And we hold like Rav Yosef. So I want you to get that down. It's a Kufi Adalama Bav Basra, that according to, I believe it was Rav Yosef, you can be Chozobo Asukun Mosu Inyan. That's number one. Number two, I wanted to mention that Jonathan found in Seder, we found in Seder the Rishash. Let's get it down. When Rashi, remember we asked yesterday on Ted Vavmanoff, Rashi, we talked about the Torah, if you forgot to say Harabateres Chol Adam. Where, first of all, what daf is it does you have to say Harabateres Chol Adam? We learn in Gittin, Chavavam and Aleph. Please get it down. That you have to say the phrase Harabateres Chol Adam. That phrase has to be said. Harabateres Chol Adam. That's on daf Chavavam and Aleph. Harabateres Chol Adam. That has to be said on Chavavam and Aleph. So the Rashi on Ted Vavmanoff didn't mention the Rishash says Lav Dafka, like the Mordechai said. You can't fit everything in the first line. It means the first lines. That's what the Gosh Ashri said yesterday. So put that together with the Rishash. Yes, go ahead, John.
So you have to say that in order to...
It has to be written in there. That's part of the Torah. You need the name of the man, the name of the woman, you need the date, and you need how Rabbi Tzvi called them. Rashi didn't mention it. Because the Rishash says it was Lav Dafka, the first line. It means the first lines. Okay? And that's what the Gosh Ashri said to Farish. Yes, Jonathan.
Right, and then we said that even like Sheet of Rishon could be like the primary lines.
Okay, if you say that like the Sheet of the Torah.
Because,
okay.
Because it's so far down, at that point you're just going to see the whole Ksiva Lishma.
Okay, okay, good. All right, let's see now the second Taisus now, Hashta. Okay, what did the Gemara say? Let's see what do we have in the Gemara again. The Gemara said what? The Gemara quoted a Raya for who? What the Gemara quoted a Raya for Ravashi? And it said, well, Nicholas Yom Kol Yom Kulo is kosher. How do you know? Is it a shliach? If the shliach is going in the house of sofer, but he didn't see him. So if you go in and out all day, for sure it's good. So the Gemara is not talking about the shliach, it's talking about the sofer. Let's focus on the havamina, that it was the shliach. Second tesis, okay, let's see inside. The second tesis, let's see the second tesis inside. Go ahead. Eliezer, read the second tesis. Hash to what? Hash to who? He's not trying to say that what? That he's coming in inside of the what? Of the house. And the sofer being where? Guys, let's get that. And the sofer being where? In the aliyah. Correct. The Tos Rosh adds that in. Please get that down. It's not talking about where what? It's not talking about where the what? Where the shliach is going in and out and the sofer's in the aliyah and the balabais is on the first floor. Because that would make no sense. If you go in and out all day, right? Well, obviously, Lamaisa, if you never saw the sofer at all, Lamaisa, then it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara made a kosher king. It said, if you hold it to shliach, when the sofer is what? In the top, and the shliach is on the bottom, never sees him, that's kosher. How much more so? Nicholas Yotze, right? Where he comes in and out, Lamaisa would be good. So obviously, when the Gemara says that line, it's not trying to say where what? It's not trying to say where what? Where he goes in and out of what? In and out of the house, but the sofer's always upstairs. Right? That wouldn't make any sense. We're saying this of Yotze for sure should be kosher. Well, why should it be sure be kosher? And when he's in the bottom and the sofer's on the top and he stayed there the whole day, he didn't see it's kosher, Gemara says kosher Nicholas Yotze. Why is it a kosher king? It wouldn't be, the whole Gemara doesn't work, right? You understand what I'm saying? So what must it be? Ella what? Go ahead. So what does it mean? Exactly. He's going into where the sofer writes. Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. If you go in and out all day, Lamaisa, and you go in where the sofer is, for sure that's kosher. If you never saw him at all and you stayed there the whole day, Lamaisa, that was kosher. So for sure if you go in and out and you see the sofer a little bit, Lamaisa, and that's what the Taisa Rosh answer, Nifsa Yotza means, Lamakum Shah Sofer Sham. That's what it means, a place with a sofer sham. I want you to get this. I don't know if you're ever familiar with this. There's a concept of the Mashkiach. A Mashkiach is Nichlis V'Yotze. So what does Yotze V'Nichlis mean? What does Yotze V'Nichlis mean? It means Yotze V'Nichlis means that it's going in a situation where what? Where the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Gimlaf and Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, it means that you're seeing an actual person. You're seeing an actual person, not going in and out of a certain room where the guy's empty. Nichlis V'Yotze, Yotze V'Nichlis, the Mashkiach comes in and out of the store and he's actually seeing a person, Lamaisa. So that's the pshat lamaisa of the what of the Tais HaRosh with the Tais. Now the Tais HaRosh adds in the following. Please get it. Tais HaRosh adds on that according to Rashi's first pshat, what are the two pshat of Rashi? That you're fixing the quill and fixing what? What are the two pshat of Rashi? You're fixing the quill and what else? The parchment, yes? That's the first pshat. What's the second pshat of Rashi? Second pshat of Rashi is what? You're hearing it, right? The first pshat is that they're fixing what the quill and that. The second one is you're hearing the actual writing. So according to the first shot of Rashi, it works very well. Because you can't be Nicholas Yotze for a tikkun of a kumus. How long does it take to fix a quill? 5 seconds. That doesn't lend itself to go in and out of. So you see from the Tais HaRosh, you don't need a tikkun of both the quill and the parchment. Either or. Either the quill or the parchment on its own. Taking the parchment, Lamaisa, takes a what? That takes a long time, Lamaisa. So, Lamaisa, what we're talking about is that the Tais HaRosh says, obviously, we're talking about a situation where Tikkun HaKumus is good. That's done very quickly. Can't say Nichlis Yotze. So, you don't need Tikkun Kumus the HaKlaf. It's all Kumus or HaKlaf. That's what the Tais HaRosh says. It's not both. You're not fixing both the quill and the parchment together. This is what the Tais HaRosh says. Let's read the Lashon inside. Tais HaRosh says like this. He says, he says the following. He says it's done very quickly, Lamaisa. It's done by Mehera. He says, Hashtu b'sabai sofer b'liya v'chulei v'lo boi l'meimer dafilu nichlis v'yotze b'ayis v'sofer b'aliya kamer. The loshoma kan kumas b'vas achas. The nichlis v'yotze mashem b'mokum sha sofer sham. Ula perish rashi shepirish tikun kumas nichet. The loshach be l'meimer kol ayom kulo ki b'mehera nasa. So what does he mean when he says what? And it makes sense. Nichlis Yotze doesn't lend itself to what? What does Nichlis Yotze mean in the Sefer? What does Nichlis Yotze mean? He's going in and out all day. That doesn't work with what? That doesn't work with the Kulmus. That doesn't work with the Kulmus, Lamaisa, because that happens very quickly. So Lamaisa, that what does he mean by saying that it's nichah? What does the Tosh Rosh say when he says it means nichah? What does nichah mean? Nichah means it's good. What do you mean it's good? Lamaisa, again, when the Gemara brings up this Havami, we're talking about the Shliach, you're going into a place where the Sofer is going, you're going in and out of. You're going in and out of. You can't, you're not able to see the what? The quill. You're going Nichlas V'yaitzit. So it doesn't lend itself, Lamaisa, to that concept. So the Tikkun HaKumus works very well. That's done very quickly. It doesn't lend itself to Nichlas V'yaitzit Kol Hayom. When you go in and out, it means where the Sofer actually is. When you go in and out, it has to be where the Sofer actually is. Because Lamaisa, you know, it can't be a place where you're going in the bias. This is what the Taisa Rosh wants to be Mechadish. You follow what I'm saying? Again, what does Rashi say when he says the quill and the parchment? They're separate things. It's too quick to lend itself to what? What is Taisa saying? Hasu b'vayzchul, lo boy lemeimar. It's not coming to say where you're going to the house where the guy's not there. Yotzev Nichlas Masel Mokmashah Sofer Kaisa, where the Sofer's writing. That's what Yotzev Nichlas means. So he says, the Taisa Rosh says, according to Rashi, that's Tikkun HaKumus, that's done very quickly. That doesn't lend itself to say what Nichlas Yotzev Sham Kol Hayom. So in other words, according to the Taisa Rosh, you can talk about a case of what? That he's coming in and out. Where are those Sofer's not there? If you hold like Rashi's first shot, that is the fixing of the what? Fixing of the quill or the parchment, that happens very quickly. So therefore, you're not going to be there anyway. So it's a possibility for you to say that you're going back into what? There's a possibility for you to say you're going back into the place where there is no what? Where there is no sulfur. What did Tyson say you can't say? What did Tyson say you can't say? That you're not what? You're not going back into the place where there is no sulfur. Because the whole Gemara wouldn't work. That's not true if you learned the first shot in Rashi. What's the first round Rashi? You're only hearing a split second type of thing. So maybe I'm going in, I hear what? The first Brisa says, custom is sofer, I hear it very good. I'm staying there the whole time. According to the second shot of Nichlas V'yaitzit, I didn't even hear it, Lamaisa. I don't even hear it. And that leads us to the Sefer Mayim Chaim. What do you see from the Sefer Mayim Chaim? The Sefer Mayim Chaim says, you see from the Kasha of the Gemara, that what? You see from the Kasha of the Gemara, that Kan Kumus. Why can't it be that you don't have to hear the whole Shmiya? All I have to do is hear a little bit of the Ksiva. Why can't that be? I'll hear a little bit of the Ksiva, that's enough. If I hear a little bit of the Ksiva, that's enough. That can't be. The Kal V'Chomer is destroyed. Why is the Kal V'Chomer destroyed? Because what was the Kal V'Chomer? If you hear a Kol Kumus, even though I don't see the Sofer, there's a mal in hearing the whole thing. But Yotzev and Nicholas only hear a little bit. How do you know that works? So it's not referring to what? Whether you have to hear the whole thing or you'll have to hear a little bit of it. Can't be like that. Can't be that the Kavanah means that the Shliach has to hear the whole thing from beginning until end. It's enough to hear the beginning. That's enough. Because if you don't say it like that, the whole Kal V'Chomer doesn't make any sense. When you hear the Kol Kumus, even though I don't see the Sofer, but there's a mouth in hearing the same thing, hearing the whole thing. So the whole Gemara doesn't work. When you Yotzev V'Nichnas, that doesn't work, Lamaisa. You can't say it's referring to Shmiya, says the Sefer Mayim Chaim. Not referring to Shmi again. It's Mucha from the Gemara's Kasha, the second shot in Rashi, that the Shliach heard the whole thing, all the writing from the beginning until the end. You have to say like that. Why do you have to say like that? Why must you say that according to the second shot in Rashi, you heard the whole thing? Oh, exactly. You can't say that what Lamaisa, the Ein Kavanah, the Shliach has to hear the whole thing. You don't have to hear the whole thing. You just have to hear the beginning. So what's the Kal V'Chomer? When you hear the Kol Kumus, even though I didn't see the Sofer, there's a Mala in hearing what? Hearing the whole thing. But Yotzev Nichlas, you only hear a little bit. How do you know that works? So obviously that's not what it's talking about. The Shliach must hear from beginning until end. If you learn like the second Shan Rashi, it means he must hear from the beginning until end. That's what the Sefer Mayim Chaim says. But we're being Mechadesh that according to the Taisa Rosh, in one answer, it is possible to say that he's going in and out and the Sofer is not there. Because we're talking about the first Pshat Rashi, where it takes very quick, and you don't hear that. Yotzev V'Nichlas happens so quick, you don't hear that. We still would allow that. It's one thing if you're in the house, you never see the Sofer, you never saw him at all. But if Yotzev V'Nichlas, well, you didn't even hear the what? You didn't even hear that, because it happened so quickly. That's still going to be good, halacha l'maaseh. That's still going to be good, halacha l'maaseh. So it's a possibility to say that and say, not like Taisus, that he's going l'makom shasofer kosev. It's possible to say that what it, that it's not talking about that. It's talking about Yotzei Venitsa where you didn't even hear anything. And still it's good. That's how you would still read the Gemara. Yeah, go ahead, Yisro.
I get what the Kol Shekein is in the second pshat. I don't get what the Kol Shekein is in the first pshat of Rashi.
You mean if you say like the Taisa Rosh?
Yeah.
Because if the first pshat of Rashi is, it happens in a split second. So in a case where I'm there and the sulfur's upstairs and I stayed there,
right,
that's kosher. Right. So how much more so Kol Shekein, I'm running in and out when I didn't even hear the quill. It should be good. Right? I wasn't even there at all, Lamais. In a case where what's the Gemara say? The Gemara says, in a case where you didn't see it at all, it's kosher. Nichlas yaitzimi boy. What does nichlas yaitzimi boy mean? For sure, it should be good, right?
But if you're out, you're in and out, as opposed to there the whole time, even if you're not whatever witnessing, but you're able to hear it the whole time. How is that a kol shekein?
Well, at least you're by the sulfur. At least you're by the sulfur a little bit. At least you're by the sulfur a little bit. But you're saying you missed everything, so what's the point, you're saying, right? You're saying you missed everything, but at least you're by the sulfur, Lamaisa. At least you saw him. No? At least you saw him. If you tell me that it means what, even if you heard at least you saw him a little bit, Lamaisa.
It has nothing to do with like the hearing. It has nothing to do with the shmiah.
Right, but the Kol Shekein still could be read like that. The Kol Shekein, I didn't see him at all, but at least Nichlas Yotz, I did see him. Nichlas Yotz, but at least I saw him, Lamaisa. At least I saw him, Lamaisa, that's why it's a Kol Shekein. That's why, Lamaisa, you could say, that's what the Taisa Rush wants to say, Lamaisa.
Like apples and oranges.
Well, a little bit, but I mean, the Taisa Rush is giving an answer. He's saying that it is possible to say you're going to the place where what? Where the sulfur what? Where the, you know, you have to say like that, because otherwise all Kol Shekein doesn't work.
Right.
You know, you have to say like that. Okay, all right. Let's go on now, Lamaisa, in the Gemara. So what did the Gemara say? So let's finish up now this piece of Gemara, and then we got to go a little bit vital. What did the Gemara say, El Sulfur? What did the Gemara say, El Sulfur? So as the sulfur went in and out. So what would I think? What would I think that since he went in and out, he went to the Shuk? And what happens when he went to the Shuk? What happens when he went to the Shuk? He met a what? He met someone else that had the same name. So the Maram Shif writes, let's get it. The Maram Shif writes, we're talking about a case where there's no two Yosef and Shimons. If we knew that in the town there are two Yosef and Shimons, like Taisa said on Gimel Amud Aleph, then even if they're not Yotzei L'Shuk, it's possible. Even if they're not Yotzei L'Shuk, it's possible. Because we need Mucha Mitocho. Could be the wrong Yosef and Shimon. We need the grandfather's name to verify that it's good. So we're talking about a situation where it's low Muchsuk Yosef and Shimon. So if it's low Muchsuk Yosef, two Yosef and Shimons, so if it's low muksuk to Yosef and Shimon's, what's the din? What's the din? Alach l'maisa. That's the case. Because if it's two Yosef and Shimon's, you're going to have muchuk mitocho. So even if they're not Yotzei L'Shuk, it would be possible. So what do we talk about? There are no two Yosef and Shimon's in the town. Low muksuk Yosef and Shimon's. There are no two Yosef and Shimon's in the town. And therefore, if you go out in the middle of the ksiva, I'm chayshish that what? That he found the same man. Kamashman, I'm not chayshish the same man. So we're talking about a case. What's the case according to the Maram Shif? The Maram Shif says we're talking about Lo Huksik Ben Shimon. Lo Huksik Ben Shimon. Lo Huksik Yosef Ben Shimon. Meaning there are not two Yosef Ben Shimons in the town. There are not two Yosef Ben Shimons. So therefore, because if there are two Yosef Ben Shimons, what do you need? You need Mukhuk Mitocho. Otherwise, Ki Kashir Yesh Shnei Yosef and Shimon's, when there's two Yosef and Shimon's, then you need Muchach Mitocho. You need Muchach Mitocho. And that we don't have. So for sure it would be possible. So what are we talking about? The Gemara's talking about a case where there are no two Yosef and Shimon's. Because if there would be two Yosef and Shimon's, then for sure it would be a problem. Okay?
And the Chashash going to the Shuk is what?
That he'll meet the guy with the same man, and he'll direct the same guy when he continues the get, writing the get, he'll write it for a different person. That's what the Gemara says the Havamin is, right?
It's not Muksa
Yosef, we're still Chayshish for that. Because if it would be two Yosef and Shimon, as the Maram Shif says, it would be possible, unless it's Mucha Mitoko. So the Ritva and the Chodesh Yaran say something differently, where I wanted you to look it up inside. Mm-hmm. See, the way it was quoted by the Dvar Yaakov, he invoked the phrase Chazaka Shlichos Shlichuso. What is the phrase Chazaka Shlichos Shlichuso?
What does the phrase Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso mean? We have a Chazaka that a Shliach does his agency. So Machloikis in Erev, and I gave it Daf Lamed Beis, is this Rak B'dinei D'Rabbanan? Is this only on D'dinei D'Rabbanan? Or Afilu B'dinei D'Raisa? Even by D'dinei D'Raisa. When you appoint a Shliach, do you assume the Shliach did the job or not? Do you have to call him up and assume that he gave the Shalach Manas or not gave the Shalach Manas? So, all the mitzvahs of Yom Purim is a machlokes whether it's the rice of the Rabbanan. Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah, is machlokes Balmor Rebar Saloni. So if you assume it's the Rabbanan, then you have to what? Then you don't have to call up. But if you hold it's the rice, you have to. So, Lamaisa here, in this situation, the way that he quotes the Ritva and the Chedisha Ran is, I would think a guy when he goes out to the Shuk, he meets another guy, and another guy asks him to write up a star, and when the shliach's upstairs in the attic, he doesn't see what the sofer's writing, he just hears a quill being written, so maybe he's writing a different star. And he's not writing the get that he was supposed to be writing. Halach lamaisa. Kamash manch, chazak ha-shliach osa shlichuso. What does that mean, chazak ha-shliach osa shlichuso? That the sofer will listen to what the shliach what? The sofer is like the shliach of the shliach, and therefore he'll listen to the shliach that wrote the get. Now that's what he writes, but the phrase in the Ritva, I was thinking, Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso only works if it's the Rabbanan. So he doesn't say that phrase, Kamash Malan, he writes like this. Kamash Malan, he says, Kamash Malan is the following. Kamash Malan is Dafilu Hachi, Lo Chayshin Chazaku, Afa B'shiyotza Lechutz, Shaget Hu Shekasuv, the Shapri Yochaloid Shifanekhtav L'Rava, Kevin Ikra Yidu Seinah L'Aksiv El Mishim Echlufei. What's the Chiddush? Chazak is, even though he's Yotza Lechutz, Shaget Hu Shekosev, Shapri Yochaloid Shifanekhtav. We assume it's the same get that he started with. He doesn't say Chazak HaShlich Osu Shekutz. So Chiddush is, we don't assume that he switched. Because if you invoke this phrase of Chazak HaShlich Osu Shekutzo, we pass in only works in Din Rabbanan. This is a Din D'Raisa. The Shliach Lamaisa asked the sofer right up the get. Stoma the Baal asked, but the Baal and the Shliach are together, so the sofer's acting as the Shliach. So we don't assume that when he went outside and someone else met him, he wrote something else. When he comes back, he writes the same thing. But he doesn't invoke the phrase, Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso, because that gets you into a hot water, because that only works in the Rabbanans, not in the Raisas. So if you look up the Ritva, he didn't use that Lashon Neferes himself. And that's what I wanted you to see inside. But that's the Chiddush Lamaisa of this Gemara. So at the end of the day, we consider it to be good, and that's considered to be the Chiddush. Okay. Vayta now in the Gemara. We're up to Itmar. Let's see the Gemara now. Itmar. Okay? Eliezer, go. Let's go ahead. Itmar. Vayta in the Gemara. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Itmar. Go ahead.
Itmar. Avel Rav Amar Keres Yisrael Gein. Mishmul Amar Kechotzaretz.
What does that mean? That means the Gabi Fanenechta, what do we treat it as? Yes? What do we treat it as, Halacha L'maisa? Do we treat Eretz Yisrael for what? Do we treat Bubble like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin, and therefore what? Rav holds the Shema, therefore you don't need Fanenechta. We're talking about Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael. Yes? Medina Medina B'Bubble. You're going from one province to another in Bubble. So if you hold it like Eretz Yisrael, then there's no problem with Shema, you don't need it. V'Shmuel Amar what? Shmuel says it's considered to be like what? Why? Because it's traveling of Kiyum, and therefore you need to what? I don't care if it's Medina or Medina involved you. There's no Kiyum. There's no transport. There's no network of communication. You need to save a Fanenechta, Fanenechta. Okay, go ahead. Oh, what's lame always is a Havamina that's what? It's a Havamina that's slugged up. Go ahead. Lame of Hakama Fligi. Go ahead. There is a requirement to do Lishma and what? And Vahani Kmiri. And therefore what? And these guys are learned in Vavo. So therefore, if they're learned in Vavo, therefore you don't need to say Vahani Nechtav. Go ahead. Umar Savar. There's no network. And therefore, if there's no network, you need to say Vahani Nechtav. So maybe the Machlez Rav and Shmuel, who are first generation Rav, plugs into the Machlez who? Plugs into the Machlez Rav and Rav. Yes? That's Kufa the Machlez. Okay? Lame is always a Havami. We said that slugged up, Taisa says. Okay? Alright, we got this? That's the Havami Machlez. You got me, Oren? That's the Machlez Rabba Rabba. Okay, go ahead. So what does Gemara say? What's the Kasha? Anyone holds the Shema also holds what? Also holds Kiyum. So how do you say this? Look at Rashi.
Haraba.
Haraba is like the Rabba.
What does Nehi mean?
Granted.
Yes. Excellent. Granted also go granted what? To Gemiri. How what? Oh, it's Medina Medina. So you need Medina Lekaima. Yeah, look at Tysus. The third Tysus, Bava what?
Bava Rav Amar Teretz Yisrael. Medina Medina, Bivava Pligi. The Os Medina, Motesh Mo, the Insarach, the Apal Gav, the Amar Begirsayu, 3D.
Osa Medina, you don't need to say, Shmuel says. Why not? Even though the Talmidim are always learning. But what? But it's, if you're in the same Medina, everyone knows each other's signatures. Hainu Lomar. Right. It's no way Babel's not more chashiv than the rest of Chutzlarts. The rest of Chutzlarts, Babel doesn't have to say. The rest of Chutzlarts, you don't have to say also Medina. So Babel should be no. Babel shouldn't have to be more chamor. Go ahead, me Babel. We're not talking about Babel Eretz Yisrael. The Hainu. That's a Machlokes Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef very soon in the Gemara. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Havamin is Medina Medina in Bavo, and it plugs into Machlokes Lishma in Kiyum. Go ahead. Gemara says it can't be, because Rab is later Rabba. Ella.
Ella, the Kuya Alma be in the Kaimo.
Everyone agrees you need Kiyum. Everyone agrees it's only Kiyum, it's not Lishma. Go ahead. Rab Sobar. Mesifta.
Oh, Mesifta.
Since there's a Mesifta, since there's yeshivas in what? There's yeshivas in Bavo. Neshkach what? Then they've credited a network, a system, and therefore there's no need to say b'fanei nech or b'fanei nech. Shmuel Amar. What does that mean? That they're busy learning. So if they're busy learning, not looking at people's signatures. So therefore, if they're busy learning, they're not going to be able to recognize people's signatures. You need to say b'fanei nech or b'fanei nech. Now, what is this? A machleis and mitzias? How do you have to love the size of this machleikis? Because people are learning so much. Does that mean that 51% of the people still recognize signatures, or 50? So if it's 50%, that's not enough. You need 51%. Or the other sheet that says, no, 50% is enough. So that's enough to be able to create a network of what? Network system. Let's look at Rashi. Go ahead, Araba, what?
Araba is the Araba.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Set yeshivas. Now, who was the yeshiva in Surah? Rav. Rav came much later, years before Shmuel was there in Bavel and Nardov. Shmuel, Achas, Benardov. Get down. Rav is Surah, Shmuel is Benardov. Go ahead. Hochen, what? And the Talmidim go from this place and that place. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. They're so busy learning, they don't recognize signatures. Okay, let's get this down. How does this square, Jonathan, with this notion the Ritva and the Maharam ask? Let's get it. The Ritva and the Maharam ask from the Gemara Daf Dalet and Beis. What did it say on Dalet and Beis? The God be B'nai Eretz Yisrael. What did it say about Eretz Yisrael? What's so unique why you don't need to say B'fanei Nech L'fanei Nech in Eretz Yisrael? Right, but what about Kiyum? What did it say about Kiyum?
Because
there's Bate Dinim, right? And there's B'nai what? Ole?
Ole Regal.
Excellent. Let me ask you a question. How does that square with that Gemara? We said Meshka Shchichi. Here we're saying Yersayot 3D. Weren't the Talmidim busy learning there too? Here we're saying Yersayot 3D offsets the fact that there's a network. Why don't you say that there? That's what the Ritva and the Maharam ask. We said that there's a network over there. Why is there a network over there? If they're busy learning, right? What's the answer? You guys tell me. What's the answer between that? Why in one case did he create a network, in the other case there's no network?
Because it's not connected to the original network of Eretz Yisrael.
What do you mean it's not connected to the network? Eretz Yisrael's fine. Because why there's a network? There's Ole Regal, there's Bat Din and Kfim.
The network is separate than
They're separate. The Maharam's answers is the difference between Bat Din and Yeshivas. By yeshivas, you say business and learning. Bate dinim kfuyim, the guys are involved in business. Ole regular also what? They're involved with business. The learning is what takes away their concentration with the signatures. On Dalet and Beis, we weren't talking about the learning. What were we talking about? What were we talking about on Dalet and Beis? We were talking about what? About the dinim kfuyim, correct. So there's no notion of Girsayu. Girsayu treaty, the learning is what takes them out of what? The learning is what takes them out of what? Out of what? out of the concentration on the signatures. This is the pshat of the Maharam. The Ritva says, caravans. In Eretz Yisrael, there are what? There are caravans because of the Bat Edinim. Mashenken and yeshivas in Babel, there were no caravans. There might have been Bat Edinim in Babel, there were no caravans. Caravans created the what? The network of signatures, of recognized signatures. So I want you to get that second answer. The Ritva says there was no caravans in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, there were caravans. In Babel, there was no caravans. So Mamei Lamaisa, the caravans create the network, and therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, it comes out, Lamaisa, that you have that. And in Babel, Lamaisa, there are no caravans. So therefore, Lamaisa, that's the difference.
That's not what the Gemara said, though.
What do you mean that's not what the Gemara said?
The Gemara said your side treaty.
No, we said that. Yeah, the Gemara, but in Babel, they're yeshivas. So the fact that they're yeshivas, Lamaisa, should create a network. But it doesn't because there are no shayaros.
The Gemara didn't say because there are no shayaros. The Gemara said, be your son treaty. That's why.
That's what the Gemara says by us. That's what the Gemara says by us, Lamaisa. Be your son treaty. Correct. So, but they did him near to Israel, bring to the table shayaros mitsuyos. Nesiftas in Babel, which we said create a network, which what the Gemara does say they create a network, Meshashichi, those are offset from the fact that there are no shayaros. Whereas the Bat Edinim Mikvim in Eretz Yisrael, which create a network, are not offset with what? With what? The lack of shayaros. Because there are shayaros. The Gemara does say that, Aryeh. The Gemara says what? Because there are what? Because there are yeshivas v'shichi. It says, Dikim Sifta Meshashichi. And they're not offset from the fact that what? They're offset from the fact there are shiaros in Babel. There are no shiaros in Babel. In Eretz Yisrael, there are shiaros. That's the Ritva's answer. There are Bat Edinim in Babel, too. But the fact that there are no shiaros doesn't do the job. This is the two terutzim I want you to get, Lamaisa. Okay, fine. Now, Lamaisa, the Havamina of the Gemara, Eliezer, was what? That the Machlekes is between what? Machlekes is Rabba, Rava. Whether you need Lishma is the same Machlekes as Rav and Shmuel. Yes? The Kasha is, Lamaisa, Anche Babel were Gemiri. Yes? They were learned. Is that correct? But what's the problem? So what, they were learned? What's the problem with that?
It's not actually Eretz Yisrael.
Doesn't make any difference, though. They're learned. Oh, why don't you say Gzir Hashem Yachzer Dabar L'Kekula? Very good, are you? Why are we bothered by that? Why are we bothered with the fact just because people are learned, we're always afraid that it's going to revert back? Yes, Oren.
Why can't we say that in terms of Eretz Yisrael?
Why can't you say what?
Shema,
I mean, that's only for Eretz Yisrael?
No, why can't we apply that also to Eretz Yisrael?
We did apply it. After Shalom, we were afraid of the Xavier, that it was going to revert. So why don't we say the same thing by Babel?
Uh-huh.
That's the Kasha. So you know what the answer is? Similar to what Oren was driving at. Much different. There never was a time that there were people unlearned in Babel. From the time the Jews got there, they were learned people, says the Taisa Rosh and the Maram Shif. You know what that's called? There's a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Perikavtal, the Cherish Vamaskir, Vamasagir. Cherish Vamasagir. You know who the Cherish Vamasagir was? They were exiled during Yechanya, during the times of Yechanya to Babel. They were great Talmidei Chachamim. From the very first moment that Yidim got there, this was like 11 years, I think, before the Churban Bayis Rishon. When the Jews were exiled to go to Babel, they were Talmidei Chachamim from the very beginning, Jonathan, called the Cherish Vamasagir, Vamaskir. It's called Maskir. I pronounced it wrong. That's why I looked it up this morning in the pasuk. Vamaskir. There were Talmidei Chachamim from the very beginning, so there was no concern to ever make a Gzer in Babel.
Rashi quotes the
pasuk. It could be that it's quoted on Dav Zayin. It could be on Dav Zayin. But let's take, actually, it's quoted in the end of the Sikha.
Yeah, in the end of the Sikha.
On Daf Pei Tes, there, Pei Ches. It's quoted in the end of the Sikha. Very good. Excellent. Let's see the Rashi there. Okay, go ahead. Let's see the, actually, Rashi quotes it later, Lamaisa. We're going to get up to it in the Gemara. But I want you to get that down. It means they were, the Taz Rosh and Ram Shiv say they were learned from the very beginning. So therefore, Aaron, there's no reason to make a Gzera. When the Gzera is made, it wasn't Chal. Because why? Because the Gzera wasn't Chal on B'nai Babel. Just like it was a commotion lo chala ben Eretz Yisrael, she understood. Remember, we said the Gzera didn't apply to people also. That what? When the gzeira was made, it wasn't chal on the bnei bavel. Kamoshalo chal on bnei eretz yisrael. She understood well. There were Jews in eretz yisrael that always knew the din. The gzeira only applied to guys that did not know, then became learned, and then were afraid it's going to go back and revert to what it once was. But if from the very beginning they were learned, then the gzeira doesn't apply. So that pocket, that category did not exist in bavel, because from the very time Jews got there, they were learned. Yes. And Eretz Yisrael, the same thing would apply. If there was a section of Eretz Yisrael, they always learned, no problem. But there were sections that they were unlearned, bless you. And there were sections that they were unlearned, and if they became what? If they became learned, then we're afraid it's going to revert. Just like in Chutz Lartz. In Chutz Lartz, there were many places where Jews were that were not learned. Then they became learned. Then we apply the Gzeira. So the answer is, to this Kasha, let's get it down. Yehuda, you follow me? According to what? According to the Maram Shif and the Taisa Rosh, just because they were learned, why are we afraid of the Gzeir of Shemiyasa Dovla Kukulin bubble? The answer is that they were always learned. We don't apply the Gzeir unless they were once not learned, then became learned, then we're afraid it's going to revert back to what originally it was. That never was the case in bubble. Because the Cheresh Ma'amatzker went there 11 years before the Korban, Yechaniah, they were exiled with Yechaniah, and they were always learned. But if there were places like in Eretz Yisrael that were always learned, the Gzeira wouldn't apply. Gzeira only applied to places where they were unlearned, became learned, where friends could revert back. Okay, very good. Now, Lamaisa.
The possibility is Vacharosh Vahamasker.
Vacharosh Vahamasker. Yeah, Vacharosh Vahamasker. Thank you. It's referring to Talmud, the great Talmud of Chachamim. Okay, now let's get this. Lamaisa. Now, what did Taisus mean when he said, we'll have to get to the Gemara's Kasha, Lamaisa? Let's wait till we get to the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, go ahead, Eliezer. You're doing very good. Go ahead. Vaitu in the Gemara. Go ahead.
Itmar Nami.
Itmar Nami was stated also. Go ahead. We've made ourselves like Babel, and Babel like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Okay? What does that mean, we made ourselves like Babel, Eretz Yisrael, and Gittin? That what? That we don't have to say what? We don't have to say Bafani Nechtav, yes? From the time that Rav traveled the bubble. Rav is a first generation Amora. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He traveled the bubble. Look at Rashi. Itmar Nami. Excuse me, go ahead.
Itmar Nami.
Oh, we see that the risen is network, having the yeshiva found. Go ahead. How do we prove that?
Mechi. Mechi Asa, Rav the bubble.
From the time that Rav got the bubble. Go ahead, the Kava. He established yeshiva in Surah. Go ahead. Shmuel was in Nardo. Aval. Exact. Originally what? Originally no. Go ahead. Apagav the what? Even though they were learned, that's not enough. Go ahead, Mishagal. How do you know they were learned? Go ahead, Mishagal what? When Yechani got exiled to Babel. Oh, and the two Talmidei Chachamim, the group of Talmidei Chachamim were with them. Go ahead. So there was no problem with Shema. The Itmar Nami is proving that we're dealing with Kinyum. And from the time that Rav got to Bavel, we assumed that what? We assumed there was a network developed, Lamaisa, of Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Now, there were Talmidei Chachamim long before who? There were Talmidei Chachamim long before Rav. So Lishma, there was never a concern. What Rav brought to the table is created a new yeshiva, Tzura. Shmuel had Narda, but once he created two yeshivas now, there was a whole network now. And Atzkim, there never was a problem. That's what it means. Atzinu, Atzmenu, Bevavo, Keretzvel, again, if you work with what? Michiasa, Rav, Bevavo, if you work with what? If you work with Kim, then that transition makes sense. If you work with Lishma, it was always Lishma. So that's the Itmar Nami. The Itmar Nami is that, okay? Now, please get that. That's what Rashi's driving at. Rashi's driving at, there were two yeshivas now. Now people go back and forth to the two yeshivas. There are two Medinas in Babel. Even though there are two Medinas in Babel, it doesn't make a difference. Rav Huna mentioned only Rav. Why do you only mention Rav and not Shmuel? Because Shmuel was there before. Shmuel was the first one, says the Cheshek Shlomo. Rav Huna, you know, and you also know where Rav Huna lived? Rav Huna lived in Surya, which was the city of, lived in Surah, not Surya, Surah, which was the city of Rav. So therefore, once there were two yeshivas now, it created a whole network. And that's where Rav Huna went to settle. He settled there. But the Cheshek Shlomo says, because Rav Huna lived in Surah, he mentions the what? The city of Rav. But more than that, His yeshiva came second. And once it came second, it created a network of people, Yehuda, that recognize each other's signatures, and therefore it's not forged. We're not worried about being forged. Okay, Frek the Gemara. Go ahead, Mesiv. So what does it say? In the Mishnah it said that what? What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said all these borders. And what does it say? That Babel was in the what? The north of Eretz Yisrael. Babel was really in the northeast, but we consider it north. And it says, Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, from the north will open up evil. The enemies are going to come from Babel. And it says in the Mishnah, Remeir says, go ahead to Tanan. Remeir. Oh, Akko's like Eretz Yisrael again. You don't have to say Fanet. The Vafilu what? Only Remeir, even Remeir said Akko, which is close, Lomaisa, because it's close there, it's Israel. Go ahead, Avah what? Babel's very far away. So if Babel's very far away, how can what? How can you tell me that what? That you don't need to say Befanenechtav, Fanenechtav. Right? Rav said that Babel's like Edina Veretzolagitin, and anytime you have a get within Babel, you don't need to say Befanenechtav. It's against the Din. It's against the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda has all these borders, and we say Babel that's what? Far away. You should what? Babel which is far away, what should you say? Babel which is far away, what should you do? You should have to say. So it's a kasha. Very strong kasha, Lomaisa. Go ahead.
So who Moses love, who Mefarikol?
What does who Moses love mean? He asked the kasha, and what else? He himself answered the kasha. Reb Yirmi himself asked the kasha, and he himself answers. Go ahead. What does Labar mi Babel mean? The Mishnah was talking about all cases that are north of Eretz Yisrael except for Babel. Babel's an exception to the rule. Labar mi Babel, with the exception of Babel. Okay? With the exception of Babel. Take a look at Rashi. Go ahead, Merekim. Go ahead. Verekim. Right, Me'akol Litzofon. And Babel stood up between Ben Akol Litzofon. And Babel is considered between the Akum and the Tzofon. Yes? Go ahead. Labar what? Because there's reasoning to what? There's reasoning to be matter. What do you mean there's reasoning to be matter? What does it mean the reasoning to be matter? What is reasoning to be matter? You don't have a problem of kim, you don't have a problem of lishma. What does lahatira mean? Ike tam ed lahatira. What does labar mi bavo? What do you mean there's a reason to be matter? Matter what? That you don't need to say b'fanenechtav, b'fanenechtav. That's what it means. That it's considered to be lahatira, okay? There's a time to matter, not to say it. You understand? Lahatir? We don't require to say it. There's no problem with Shema. There's no problem of Kiyum. We got that clear? Okay. So this leads us to the following. Tosis says, you read the Tosis very nicely, that Rav holds bubbles like Eretz Yisrael, can hold like Rav Yosef, that a get that is sent from bubble to Eretz Yisrael would have to say b'fanei nechtav. Yes? Because what did Tosis say we're talking about here? What did Tosis say we're talking about here, Asher? What did Tosis say we're talking about? Babel, Medina, Medina, in where? What are we talking about here in this Gemara? Yehuda, what did Tosis say we're talking about? Medina, Medina, what? One province to another in where? In Babel. What does that imply? That if you go from Babel there, it's Yisrael, what does Tosis say? That it's a machlekes later on. So what did Rav say? That Babel's like Eretz Yisrael forgetting only what? Yisrael. Medina to Medina mitoch Babel. Right. But from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, you would need to say b'fanei nechtav. Is that correct? So if a guy sent a get from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, you would have to say b'fanei nechtav. What's the reason for that? What's the reason? Because in Babel, there's a network within Babel. But from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, there's no network. There's only Yechidim that go make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And those guys are what? And those guys are busy learning. So there's no network, Lamaisa, from Babel there at Yisrael. So it comes out from the Tosfos that if a guy delivers a get from Babel there at Yisrael, you'll have to say b'fanei nechtav and nechtav. So then if that's the case, let's get this down, Eliezer. Frek the Pnei Yoshu in the Torah's Kid, what's Rav Yirmi's kasha from the Mishnah? What was the kasha from the Mishnah by Akko? Kosher came from Babel, which is far away, you have to say. The Mishnah's talking about what? a get that was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Akko. Rav's talking about Medina Medina B'toch Bavel. According to Tosfos, what's the Gemara's kasha? Talking about apples and oranges. Or peaches and or pears and oranges, right? Peaches and oranges, right, Usher? In other words, you're talking about two different topics. In order to ask a kasha, you have to be talking about the same topic. The Gemara's talking about Medina Medina B'toch Bavel. That's what Rav said in the Sifan Nefer. You ask a kasha from him from our Mishnah? What's our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah's talking about what? Our Mishnah's talking about going from where? Akko to where? To Yerushalayim. Right? Or from Yerushalayim to Akko. Right? That's what it's talking about. Get to a sent from Eretz Yisrael to what? To Akko. That's what he says Akko Yisrael is begitting. Right? Legitting. You don't have to say before and after. You send a get from Yerushalayim to Akko. You don't need to say. They're talking about two different things. What's a kasha? The Pnei Yehoshua and the Torah is getting asked this kasha. Pnei Yehoshua and the Torah is getting asked this kasha. Strong kasha. What if Bechlau's a pshat in the Gemara? So the Torah is getting says, I'll come to tell you what the pshat is. You, do you follow me? You, do you got this? What is the Gemara talking about when it says, Rav, Rav, we make bubble like Eretz Yisrael getting. The Medina province, one province to another, talk bubble. When the Gemara has the kasha from the Mishnah is talking about a case when you send a get from Yerushalayim to Akko. So that, of course, Lamaisa, like Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa. But when talking about Medina, Medina, Lamaisa, I only send Eretz Yisrael, bubbles like Eretz Yisrael from Medina, Medina, but not from bubble to Eretz Yisrael. Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, you should have to say. So what Bechlau's Gemara's kasha? Koshkin bubble, which is farther away, you're chayv and sip funny nectar. Our Mishnah is talking about a completely different case. We send a get from Yerushalayim to what? To Akko. Rasham and Dino and Dino and Bobo. So Lamaisa Terskin says like this, beautiful pshat. What did Rabbi Yehuda come to say in the Mishnah? What was Rabbi Yehuda's job in the Mishnah, Eliezer? What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? He's giving you the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Akko's chutzlarts. Anything that's mentioned in the Mishnah is like, it has an afkemine, like Abi Medina, 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 Siyam. You mechuyiv the seba fani nechtav, fani nechtav. You mechuyiv the seba fani nechtav, fani nechtav. You mechuyiv the seba fani nechtav, fani nechtav. Now, kemin is anything that's mentioned in the Mishnah. We say I'm evi medinu medina be medina siam. You're chayiv the seba fani nechtav, fani nechtav. So it comes out, Lamai said he's giving you the gvulos and Akko's one of the gvulos. So anything that's mentioned in the Mishnah, if a guy brings medinu medina medina siam, it's not Eretz Yisrael. You're chayiv the say. That's the kasha. We are saying black on white that only within these borders is Medina Medina does not have to say. Only Eretz Yisrael. Any other place on the planet Earth that's Medina Medina, even Bubble would have to say. Well, Rav said not that way. That Bubble was different. That's the Gemara's kasha. Reb Yehuda was coming to give you the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Anything within those borders, Medina Medina would not have to say. Anything outside those borders, Medina and Medina would have to say. That's against what Rav said. That's Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers Labar mi Bavel. He meant anywhere on the planet Earth except for what? Except for Bavel. You understand what I mean? That's what Reb Yehuda is coming to say. That's what the Gemara meant to say by asking from Reb Yehuda. That the Gemara is giving these markers, these borders, to say that anything that's within, Medina and Medina does not have to say. Anything that's without, Medina and Medina would have to say. Oh, what do you mean, Bavel? You don't have to say. Labar mi Bavel. Then whose answer is that? Torah's getting. The Ksav Sofer gives a different shot. The Ksav Sofer says that itself is the Gemara's answer when it says Labar mi Bavel. When you bring a get Michutz Labavel and you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, when you bring it from Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, you bring your Motzi again Michutz Labavel, right? And you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, then the Mishnah says you have to say Fanei Nechtav. But when the get is in Bavel itself, and Yatsa Medina Medina Bebavo, then you know, and then Rav says you don't have to say. In a Chanami. When the Gemara says Labar mi Bavo, that's what it meant. Labar mi Bavo, and we only had that revelation when it's Medina Medina and Bavo when we get to the answer of the Gemara. We didn't know it was Medina Medina until we got to the answer of the Gemara. We thought any time Bavo, you never have to say for any case. Even if you're being a guest from what? Bavo to Eretz Yisrael. Gemara answers, no, that's not what we meant. Labar mi bavel means what? Labar mi bavel means that Medina Medina betoch bavel you don't have to say. That's what it meant to say. Labar mi bavel. But from bavel to Eretz Yisrael you do have to say. There's that revelation. What Tosfos we said in the beginning says that we didn't realize that till we got to the answer of the Gemara, Labarmi Bubble. We thought a bubble was like Eretz Yisrael in all situations. The Gemara answers, no, it's not true. Only when it's in Labarmi Bubble, then we say what Mishnah says you have to say Bafanei Nechtav. When you bring a get from what? When you bring a get from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, you need to say Bafanei Nechtav. But when you do Medina, Medina, Toch Bubble, you don't have to say. So in the Kasha of the Gemara, the Gemara didn't know it was talking about Medina, Medina. We assume that because that's what Taisa said. Says the what? Says the Ksav Sofer? No, that's goofing the answer of the Gemara. Gemara didn't realize that till the Gemara gives that answer to the Barmi Bubble. The Gemara thought any type of bubble never needs to say funny enough. That's what the Gemara thought. It's against Rebuta, Gemara says. If it's far away, you got to say. Gemara answers, yeah, we never said that. We only said Medina, Medina, Betoch Bubble. That's the second answer that we could say to answer this Kasha. You saw, you got that? The Gemara didn't realize that till we got the answer. Yeah, go ahead, Eliezer.
But then. Anywhere from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, according to the
Suspect. Has to say. You have to say, yes.
That's different than.
Yes, that's different. When Rav said he only meant Medina, Medina, Betoch Bubble. But we only realized that when we said Labarmi Bubble. Until that point, we thought no matter what, you never have to say. Then the Gemara asks on him for a rebuta. The Mishnah's Masha, you have to say, right? Because it's far away. Gemara answers, no, we never meant to say you don't have to say. You have to say if you bring from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. With Toch Bubble, you don't have to. It's a very sharp answer. Just the first answer, the Torah Skitten says, no, we knew that from the very beginning, meant Medina and Medina. So what he wanted to say is that Lamaisa, what we meant to say, Rebuta, when he gave the borders, Medina, Medina, Toch Eretz Yisrael has to what? Never says. Medina anywhere else on the planet Earth has to say. And then the Gemara answers, Labarmi Bubble. That's another way of saying it. You know, I was thinking, does everyone have to agree with Tysus? That it's Medina, Medina, Toch Bubble? That Rav is only talking Medina? Maybe you're not. And the Meiri argues. He found the Meiri. The Meiri argues on Tysus. Let's get it down. And he says that the Machlis Rav and Shmuel is a get that is brought from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. That is the case. That is the case. And they were talking about a situation that's what they're arguing about. That Rav and Shmuel are arguing on a get that is brought from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. That is the Machlikas. That is the Machlikas. So what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer when it says Labarmi Bubble? Hu Mosulo Mafarakla? And he says that what? The Mishnah's talking about what? All over the planet Earth, right? And Lamaisa. The Gemara's talking about all over the planet Earth, but when it talks about from Bubble there to Israel, Lamaisa, that's the Machlaikas, Rav and Shmuel, Lamaisa. So according to the Miri, what's the Machlaikas? How does the Miri read the Gemara? The Miri says that they're arguing about a get that's brought. So what's Labarmi Bubble mean? What does Labarmi Bubble mean? What do you say Labarmi Bubble means according to what? According to the Meiri. If you hold like the Meiri, that is what? That is Cholek on Taisvus. If you hold like the Meiri, it's Cholek on Taisvus. We're asking, how does he read the Gemara? If the Machlek is Rav and Shmuel is talking about what? A get that was bought from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. And the question is whether you have to say it or not, right? Doesn't the Mishnah seem to say you have to say it? So what's the answer? The Shita that says you have to say, right, who is what? Who is Shmuel? Then obviously the Mishnah fits bad. Fits great. According to Rav, what will you say? What's Labarmi Bubble mean? Anywhere on the planet Earth except what? Except Bubble. So I want you to get down in your notes. The Meiri argues on this Tosis. The Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, according to the Tosis, is only Medina, Medina, Betoch Bubble. No, says the Meiri. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is talking about what? What's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel talking about? Bringing a get from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. Rav says what? You don't have to say. And Shmuel says you have to say. What do you mean? The Mishnah implies you have to say. Rav says don't bother me with that, Kasha. Because why? It meant everywhere on the planet except Bubble. Okay? So according to Meiri, the whole Kasha doesn't start of what? The Torah's getting in the Pnei Yeshua. The whole Kasha doesn't start. Remember we said, how can he ask a Kasha on him from the Mishnah? They're talking about oranges and peaches, right? Oranges and pears. Two different things. You can't ask a Kasha talking about two different topics. They're not talking about two different topics, according to Miri. The Kasha fits like a glove. They're talking about bringing a get from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asks on that and says not that way. And the Mishnah is talking about bringing a get from Kotzar to Eretz Yisrael, so it fits like a glove, the Kasha. The answer is we're talking about everywhere on the planet Earth except for Bubble. So I'm saying, according to the Meiri, the whole kasha of the Pnei Yehoshua and the Torah Skin doesn't start. It's only a kasha if you hold like Tysus. If you hold like the Meiri, the Gemara reads very beautifully. You follow me, Yisro? That's the machloikas we have, what? The Miri against what? Against Tosis. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
According to the Miri, what's the logic behind Bonzibodah? Why would that be good?
The logic behind that is because since Lomaisa, that Lishma, Bavel's so learned, Lishma's taken care of, and Kiyum is taken care of also because we assume there's enough transportation of people going back and forth from Bavel there to Israel, that they'll create a network of recognizing signatures and there'll be no forgery. That we can what verify that they're authentic. That's what Rav's theory is. It's a good point you're bringing. It's a big chiddush. You're saying that the network spreads that's what you're gonna have to say according to Miri. Tosis doesn't like that because that might have been one of the reasons why Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis Lamaisa says that, you know, Tosis is not willing to say that. He says it's based on a chiddush of Yasser and Yosef, which we'll get to Blinetter. I think we'll get to tomorrow Blinetter. This is about the Shem. If we get to it tomorrow, Lamaisa. Probably we'll get to it tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Yeah, because we've got to move, Lamaisa. Yeah, and this the Gemara is not so difficult, so we'll be able to go read the Gemara. Yes, go ahead, Binyamin.
I think Yehuda's point is even stronger when we have various pieces in the Gemara and the Mishnah where we say that, oh, this is the Minog, or how the Halakha was done in Yisra, in Marava, compared to how it was done in Bavel.
Yeah.
We have, like, lots of differences in how the Halakha is written. Clearly, they're not in so much communication between each other. That the Batei Dinim are, everyone's talking to each other, everything's back and forth. We only find that they have completely disparate halachas.
So you're saying that's Masha against the Miri? More like Tysus.
Yeah,
okay, good. That's the Chiddush Machlokes I want you to get. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Please chazer over, and tomorrow we'll go vayit to Mizrachim. Okay?